The calendar has officially turned to the month of June, and less than 20 days to go before the first half of the California League season comes to a conclusion. And it's time to get down to business for the Visalia Rawhide. Coming up, it's game one of the six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Lone Mart Field, located in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Joey Gonzalez with you on this Tuesday night. The Visalia Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Meanwhile, the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, they are the single-A affiliate of the L.A. Dodgers. Visalia enters today with a record of 21-29. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they arrive with a record of 23-26. And the Rawhide enter this Tuesday night taking 4 out of 6 against the Inland Empire 66ers, a squad that they've had quite a bit of success against this year. They're 13-3 against the Inland Empire 66ers out of San Bernardino, California. And Sunday would have been ideal for the Rawhide to take the ball game. However, Inland Empire took the lead early in the ball game. Joe Redfield, the California League Player of the Week, got the scoring started. He scored in the top of the first inning. Adonis Perez on Sunday, 6 innings of work, gave up 6 hits, 7 strikeouts, did not walk a single batter. The Rawhide used 4 different pitchers. Adonis Perez, Alexis Lobano, who's looked great out of the bullpen, Sam Nolan, and Edgar Isaiah. But 2 costful innings in the top of the 9th inning ultimately made the difference in Sunday's ball game. Inland Empire, 4 runs on 9 hits, 1 error. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they scored 2 runs on 5 hits and 1 error. So when we come back, we'll take a look at the California League standings. Crucial times, as mentioned just a moment ago. We'll talk about that. We'll also take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We'll look around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We'll also get you the starting pitchers for today's ballgame. It's game one of a six-game series on this Tuesday, sunny June 4th of 2024. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball right here at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Joe Gonzalez with you for game number 51 of 131 of this California League season. And with that, it's time to go into the California League standings for the first time tonight. Starting off in first place, the Lake Elsinore Storm. They have stormed back to take the number one spot there, 26-23. And they're currently riding the longest winning streak out of any team in the league right now. 6 straight wins after they took the series sweep against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes last week. Speaking of those Quakes, they're 23-26, 6 straight losses. Rancho, 1 win in their last 12 wins. So they'll look to get 1 win in their last 12 games, excuse me, as they'll look to get back in the win column. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they lost 2 straight after taking the opening first 4 games against Inland Empire. They are 5.5 games back. Visalia got as close as 3.5 games back last week, but they have some work to get done once again as we get ready for this opening game of the series. And then lastly, in fourth, is the Inland Empire 66ers. They're 17-33, currently on a two-game winning streak after taking games 5 and 6. Meanwhile, up in the north, Modesto continues to stay red hot. They're 35-14, currently riding a five-game winning streak. They have a 6.5-game gap between themselves and the second-place squad, the Fresno Grizzlies, who are 29-21. Also tied at 6.5 games back, the San Jose Giants. They're 29-21. Fresno and San Jose got going at it last week. And then lastly, out in Stockton, the Ports are 18-31. They've lost 5 straight, 17 games back from the Modesto Nuts. And time to look at the California League scoreboard on this Tuesday night. Rancho and Visalia will be the first team to get going here at Lone Mart Field. And then 35 minutes later, it will be Inland Empire and Lake Elsinore going at it at San Manuel Stadium at 6:35. And then at 7:05, it will be the Modesto Nuts taking on the Fresno Grizzlies. Also, another 7:05 start time will be the Stockton Ports and the San Jose Giants. Next up, we move around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, where several games have gone underway as well. The Dominican Summer League getting started today as well. The Dominican Summer League D-backs with the 6-5 winners over the White Sox. Also, the Yankees DSL team 17-9 or 19-7 winners over the D-backs. Hillsboro and Spokane will go at it later on tonight at 6:35 p.m. Logan Clayton, one of the best pitchers on the Hillsboro squad with a .77 ERA, will get the start for the Hillsboro Hops as they're out in Spokane. Meanwhile, out in AA in the Texas League, the Amarillo Sod Poodles and the Tulsa Drillers, they're currently in the bottom of the third inning. It is 1-1 out in Amarillo. And then lastly, out in AAA, the Tacoma Rainiers, 15-6 winners against the Reno Aces. About 10 minutes away from the starting lineups and first pitch coming up here, but let's take a look at today's starting pitchers. For the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, it'll be the right-handed pitcher, Peyton Martin. So far this year, he is 0-2 with a 5.52 ERA. And Casey Anderson, who had a great May, he'll get the start tonight for Visalia. He is 2-2 with a 6.56 ERA. Casey Anderson drafted in the 11th round out of Salt Lake, Utah by the Arizona Diamondbacks. So we'll take one final break, and when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and first pitch right here at visaliarawhide.com. You listen to games all season long right here at visaliarawhide.com. Also, make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Visalia Rawhide, the Rawhide on Facebook. 6 o'clock, first pitch right here from Lone Mart Field. Joey Gonzalez with you for this Tuesday night. Happy to be here in Rancho Cucamonga. Game 1 of 6 on the way. We'll be right back. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
Summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauia Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los 2 en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Kauia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota.
Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 43024. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
For the first time since April, the Rawhide travel south of the Grapevine, and this time they arrive at Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga for game one of the six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com. Joe Gonzalez with you on this Tuesday night. Visalia 21-29, lost their last two games. Meanwhile, for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, they are 23-26 following a series sweep against the Lake Elsinore Storm. And the Rawhide, as mentioned in our pregame coverage, at one point in time, 3.5 games back last week when both the top two teams in the Cal South, Rancho and Lake Elsinore, were going at it. And now the Rawhide have a chance to make up even more ground right now with the team right in front of them, the second-place team, the Quakes. They have a chance right here. It's game one of a six-game series, and with that, it's time to go into the Rawhide starting batting order. We'll start off first with the shortstop, Christopher Terrine. He'll lead things off for Visalia. Yancel Luis will play second base. He'll bat second. Junior Franco, the left fielder, will bat third. He was one of the best hitters last week against the Inland Empire 66ers. Bat at the cleanup spot will be Kenny Castillo, the Rawhide catcher. He'll be followed by the Rawhide first baseman, number 20, Ruben Santana. The top 75 prospect, Drew Jones, will bat sixth, playing center field. The third baseman, Anderson Rojas, will bat seven. Jackson Feltner will bat eighth. Angel Ortiz will bat nine and play right field. And the first pitch on the way misses upstairs for ball number one at 6:05, 82 degrees and sunny. Not a cloud in the sky here on this Tuesday night. First two pitches miss outside for ball two. First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting, painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moya at 559-740-0311. Christopher Terrine tries to go opposite field, and instead it will land in the glove of the right fielder, Josue de Paula. And first batter is retired here for the starting right-hander, Peyton Martin. Behind the plate for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, Carlos Rojas will be wearing number 51 over on the right side of the infield. It'll be number 16. Logan Wagner, Gerald Perez will play over at second base. Meanwhile, the left side of the infield will be Wilman Diaz and Oswaldo Osorio over at third. Meanwhile, left field, Samuel Munoz will man at left field. Kendall George will play out in center field. And then lastly, Josue de Paula, who just got the first put out of the game, will play in right field. 1-0 to Yancel Luis, the Rawhide switch hitter. He'll take that one in there for strike number one, 1-1. Yansel Luis, among several of the top 10 prospects in the D-backs org that are on this Rawhide team. This one's lifted into center field, and it will stay in the yard. Back-to-back flyouts here for the Rawhide Bats, and a bring-up junior Franco to the plate. Drew Jones, the highest-ranked prospect in the Diamondbacks organization on this Rawhide team, third-ranked prospect. Yansel Luis is ranked sixth, Christopher Terrine seven, and then Ruben Santana, the 10th-ranked prospect for the Diamondbacks. With two down, the upcoming pitch on the way to junior Franco. And that one misses outside for ball one, 1-0. Junior Franco last week, 8 hits, 8-for-19 against the 66ers. And now he grounds this one to the right side. It will be scooped up by the second baseman, Perez. He tosses first base in time, and Peyton Martin goes 3 up, 3 down here in the top of the first inning. We go to the bottom of the first, and we'll see Casey Anderson for the first time tonight. Rancho 0, Visalia 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Rancho Cucamonga. We move to the bottom of the first inning where Casey Anderson will take the mound for the first time tonight. And his first pitch on the way to Kendall George is in there for a strike, 0-1. Casey Anderson, 6'4", 185, the 23-year-old right-hander from Salt Lake City, Utah. Talk more about him as this broadcast rolls on. That one fouled off to the left side, and the count will move to 0-2. Anderson drafted with the 11th round by the Arizona Diamondbacks in last July's MLB draft. And with 0-2, it looks to sit down Kendall George for the first time tonight. And that one sent into left center field, and it'll drop in for a base hit. And Rancho, first batter, first hit. And Kendall George is aboard. One of four prospects in the top 30 in the Dodgers organization. And with that, we go through the rest of the Quakes lineup. Kendall George bats first. Gerald Perez will bat second. Josue DePaula, the right fielder, will bat third. Jordan Thompson, the DH, will bat four. Samuel Munoz, the left fielder, will bat five. We'll go through the rest in just a moment as Anderson gets ready for his first pitch on the way to Perez. The deal from the right-hander swung on and missed. Batting at the sixth spot, Logan Wagner. Oswaldo Osorio will bat seventh. Carlos Rojas, the catcher, will bat eighth. And then lastly, the shortstop, Wilman Diaz, will bat ninth. Gerald Perez batting .289 so far this year, and it's hit through the right side of the infield. Ruben Santana was holding on Kendall George and unable to make a play on the ball, and now back-to-back base runners will reach here for the Quakes. Now we'll bring up Josue DePaula to the plate. Casey Anderson working with some early traffic here in the bottom of the first inning. Anderson will step on the mound, working from the stretch, and that will be the Rawhide catcher, Kenny Castillo, to make his way out to give the Rawhide infield the instructions. Double play defense set up here by Visalia. Now Casey Anderson will take a glance over the speedy Kendall George at second base, and now that pitch is going to get past Kenny Castillo, and both runners are going to get into scoring position. First wild pitch of the inning against Casey Anderson. Host Wade Apollo with a wide open RBI opportunity right here. 27 on the year for this Quake squad. Host Wade batting 268, 5 home runs, 27 RBIs. Anderson glances at third, and his pitch on the way, and that one's just a bit outside for ball one, 1-0. Casey Anderson, the four-seam fastball, the sinker, the slider, and the changeup, the four-pitch arsenal for the Rawhide right-hander. Two balls, no strikes, no outs. Rancho looking to be the first team to get on the board this evening, and the 2-0 pitch from Anderson misses outside for ball three. Anderson so far this year 2-2 with a 6.56 ERA, appearing in his eighth game of the year, the first seven he all started. Three balls, no strikes, no outs. A pitch from Anderson, and it's a nice slider, and it goes in there for strike 3-1. 23 and a third innings pitch for Casey Anderson so far this year, 19 strikeouts compared to 9 walks. Second year in Visalia, he spent a little bit of time in 2023 after two appearances in the Complex League. And 3-1 pitch from Casey Anderson misses low for ball four, and the bases will now be loaded. So Kendall George reaches off of a leadoff single. Gerald Perez rips it through the right side. And then Jose De Paula takes a five-pitch walk. And all of a sudden, still a no outs. Casey Anderson faces off against Jordan Thompson. Quakes DH batting 264, 22 RBIs. The pitch from Casey Anderson swung on and missed. A big hack from Thompson. And the count will move to 0-1. A pretty good month of May for Anderson. However, you look at last outing, only 2 1/3 inning of work where he allowed 5 runs on 3 hits. 0-1 pitch on the way. And Anderson's pitch clips the outside corner in there for strike number 2. A ball game where Visalia ultimately goes on to win 13-12 in 11 innings of work. It was the longest game in terms of innings and time. It took 3 hours and 31 minutes to complete that ball game last Tuesday. 0-2 pitch fouled off to the right side. Staying alive in the count here will be Jordan Thompson. The previous long, talked about that 3 hours and 31, 3 hours and 19, set back in April, when the Rawhide were also down south taking on the Lake Elsinore Storm. 0-2 pitch on the way from Anderson. Upstairs, does Thompson go around? He does, and it'll be struck out for the first out of the inning. So one away here in the bottom of the first inning, and the strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Allstate, you're in good hands. Now the double play all of a sudden would get Visalia out of the inning. Samuel Munoz would get ready for the first pitch. He sends that one into left field. Junior Franco goes racing back. He'll put up a glove. He'll make the grab, but no play. Kendall George is one of the fastest guys on this Quakes team. He'll come home to score, and just like that, in the bottom of the first, Rancho leads this ballgame 1-0. Play! 12 hit ball out to left. The sack fly scores home the run. Now Logan Wagner at the plate. Logan Wagner, 209, 9 RBIs. He's got a runner at second and a runner at first. The first pitch slider on the way. Backdoor breaker gets in there for a strike 0-1. You look at the outlier of a game on Tuesday for Casey Anderson. His previous two outings prior to that, that's Fresno and Lake Elsinore, one on May 14th, May 21st as well. both of those ball games, Casey Anderson goes six innings of work and allows just one earned run in those two outings. One ball, one strike with two down. Facing off against Wagner for the first time today. Green not holding on, the runner at second, Perez. Kind of a half swing. Does he go around? He does not. And the count moved to 2-1. Tyler Vandewater, the home plate umpire for today's ball game. Meanwhile, Joshua Runge will be the first base umpire. 2-1 with two-way. Casey Anderson's pitch just a bit outside for ball 3-1. Anderson made his 2024 debut against Lake Elsinore on April 16th. That was the only other time this season where Anderson hasn't gone through the first inning. The first has been a troubled inning for the Rawhide right-hander this year. And the slider a little bit too tight inside on Wagner will load the bases for the second time this inning. Perez will go to third, DePaulo will go to second, and meanwhile, Logan Wagner will go over to first. And for the first time today, the pitching coach, Tyler Mark, will make his way out to the mound to have a word with his entire infield. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So far this inning, you have a single from Kendall George, a Gerald Perez single, two walks given up, and the two outs have been a strikeout swinging on Jordan Thompson, and then Samuel Munoz's sac fly out to left field. Tyler Mark will make his way back to the Rawhide dugout, his second year in Visalia. He's a part of the 2019 championship team as a reliever. With Visalia, he spent both 2018 and 2019 with the Hide. So Osorio now will step up to the plate. He'll send this one into right center field. Racing backwards is Angel Ortiz and Drew Jones, and he'll bounce off the very top of the wall. One run will come home. It'll be Perez, DePaulo as well, and the throw is offline, and Logan Wagner scores as well. It is a bases clearing three-run RBI double from Oswaldo Osorio, and just like that, Rancho leads this ballgame 4-0 in the bottom of the first inning. Talked about the first inning has been the troubles for Casey Anderson so far this year. Inning number one, entering the day, he's given up 13 runs. Outside of that, he's only given up 5 runs in the second inning and beyond. So now Carlos Rojas, the eighth batter of the inning, steps up to the plate. And the first pitch from the right-hander goes in there for a strike, 0-1. So Soria remains to be another runner in scoring position for the Quakes. And that pitch misses a little bit outside for ball 1-1. Fourth double of the year for Osorio. Rojas looking to continue this four-run inning. Pitch on the way from Anderson, grounded to the right side. It'll be Yancel Luis in front of it. Scoops it up, throws to first base, and the inning will finally come to conclusion. Three hits, four runs, no errors, and one runner left on base at the end of one. Rancho 4, Visalia 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Babies are upset. They throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the second inning where Visalia went three up, three down in the top of the first. Outside to the plate will be Kenny Castillo. Do up here in the top of the second will be Castillo, Ruben Santana, and Drew Jones. One kind of thorn in the side for Visalia this year is really the inability to create long at-bats, swinging early in the count. That's something that you saw in the top of the first inning. Torin swinging early, Yancel Luis swinging early, and then Junior Franco down on just three pitches. We'll see how that kind of affects his ball game. 1-2 delivery on the way. Kenny Castillo off the throw to the bat. It'll be popped up, taken off the bounces. Diaz, throw to first, is in time. A lot more difficult of a play than Diaz may have made that one look. He tried to take that one in the air, however, didn't have enough time to get to it. So has to play it off the hop. Diaz perfectly does it and throws to first in time. So now four straight batters retired by Martin to begin this ball game. With that, I'll now bring up the first baseman, Ruben Santana, one of three different Rawhide players who have played at first base this year. They talk about Modifi Marte, Jackson Feltner, and Ruben Santana. Santana spent a majority of his time over at third base. Jackson Feltner and Modifi Marte have been the primary first basemen. But on a day like today, see Ruben Santana over at first, a big swing and a miss. And the count now moves to 1-1. Right? Santana so far here in 2024, batting .236 with 18 RBIs. Pitch to Santana, a little bit outside for ball two, 2-1. Peyton Martin making his sixth start here at 2024, his second against Visalia. Talk about his previous outing in just a moment. Santana swings and misses on that one, and the count will move to 2-2. Last outing against Visalia was on May 7th. It was that Tuesday day game out at Valley Strong Ballpark, a ball game where he allowed two runs on six hits over 2 2/3 innings. Casey Anderson also got the start on that day. 2-2 pitch to Santana, misses outside for ball three, 3-2. Last outing for Martin was on May 29th against Lake Elsinore. 3-2 pitch, outside corner, and Ruben Santana will be rung up. First strikeout of the day for Peyton Martin. And two quick outs for the Rawhide offense brings up Drew Jones to the plate. Talking a little bit more about that May 29th outing out at Diamond Stadium. Three runs on four hits. However, a no decision for Martin. Peyton drafted with the 17th round of the 2022 MLB draft out of Clemens, North Carolina. 10th ranked prospect in the Dodgers organization. And now Drew Jones takes this one outside for ball one, 1-1, the 76th ranked prospect in all of Major League Baseball. Drew Jones at the plate. That one's bounced in, and the count will move to 2-1 with two away. Drew Jones batting .278 with two home runs and 24 RBIs. Jones's highest split of his pro career. That 2-1 pitch misses outside for ball three, 3-1. One of four different Rawhide players this year who has had a four-hit game. He did that during the double homestand a couple weeks ago. 3-1 with two away. It was during the Lake Elsinore series when the Storm arrived in Visalia for the first time this season. And now Drew Jones takes a five-pitch walk, He'll be the first Rawhide base runner of the game, and he'll bring up Anderson Rojas to the plate. Rojas playing over at third base today. We've seen him practically all around the Rawhide infield this season. We've seen him at second, short, third today. Also has the ability to play in outfield as well. We saw a lot of him in center field last year when Drew Jones missed a majority of 2023. Rojas' first pitch swinging, grounds it to the right side. It'll be scooped up by Logan Wagner, and the inning will come to a conclusion. One runner gets on. It was Drew Jones on a five-pitch walk. Outside of that, the Rawhide are retired, and we head to the bottom of the second inning where we'll see Casey Anderson once again. Rancho 4, Visalia 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
All right, we're down here on the field.
New fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Joey Gonzalez with you on this Tuesday night. Casey Anderson back on the mound for his second inning of work. Happy to get through the first, but needs to get back on track right here. Talked about those plus 10 runs he's already allowed so far this year in the first inning. But Anderson in the second inning, two runs. Third inning, two runs. And he's just allowed one run in the fourth. Outside of that, Casey Anderson has been fine. One and one with no outs. This ball sent into right field on a missile. Angel Ortiz had a leap up to make the grab on the play. And one out here in the inning as Wilman Diaz is retired for the first out. And we'll get to see Kendall George for the second time today. Kendall George, one of the top 30 prospects in this L.A. Dodgers organization. Spent his high school playing days out in the greater Houston area in Humboldt, Texas. The pitch is low for a ball, and the count will now move to 1-0. 10th-ranked prospect in the Dodgers organization. Spent time playing at Atascocita High School. One ball, no strikes, one away. Anderson's pitch a little bit inside, and the count will now move to 2-0. George was the first-round draft pick by the L.A. Dodgers last summer. 36th overall pick. And now he grounds this one to the right side where Ruben Santana will field it. Underhand toss to Casey Anderson at first. And there's now two away. So two quick outs here for Casey Anderson. And now bringing up Gerald Perez to the plate. Perez, the 17th ranked prospect in the Dodgers organization, signed for $397,000 during the international signing period on January 15th of 2022. And his first pitch swinging is fouled back into the glove for Kenny Castillo. Count now moves to 0-1. Four out of the five in the lineup here today in the all in the top 30 in the deep in the Dodgers org. And that pitch misses outside for ball one, 1-1. The 19-year-old right-hander listed as the second baseman where he plays today. And now he rips this one into center field. Racing backwards is Drew Jones. He looks up at the wall, and that ball is gone. Max Stuntman off the top of the yellow line. That'll officially go down to the home run. So a solo shot from Gerald Perez. Second hit of the day. First home run of the day. And it's now 5-0 Rancho here in the bottom of the second inning. Now five runs here from Rancho. 4-0-1 to dead center and right on top of the yellow line out in center field. And now Drew Jones having his argument here in center field. Jones didn't think he had enough to get out. And initially there was no word from the umpires until about second base where Gerald Perez was rounding. And that's when the call was made. And now the bench coach, Jaime Del Valle, is out at home plate having a word with the home plate umpire, Tyler Vandewater. Taking a look at the replay right now. Just on top of that line out in center. And they'll stay with the decision here for the solo home run for Gerald Perez. First home run of the day, and it goes in favor of Rancho. Home run number 7 of the year, a team leader in home runs. The only other player nearby, Josue DePaula, with 5. And speaking of DePaula, here he is right now. 5 home runs and 27 RBIs. Last time out, he was walked. And this time, the pitch goes in there for a strike, 1-1. Two quick outs from Casey Anderson. And Perez steps up and hits it to the deepest part of the yard. 1-1 pitch on the way. And it misses high and outside for ball 2-1. Dimensions here in Rancho, 330 to the left field pole, 330 also to right, 401 to dead center. Two balls, one strike, two away. Pitch on the way is inside. Count out be 3-1. Very similar dimensions to Valley Strong Ballpark. The 330s to left and right with the 400 to dead center. Three balls, one strike, two away. Right-hander's deal. Just a little bit outside, and Apollo draws the second straight walk of the day. Now bring up Jordan Thompson to play. Last time out for Thompson, a strikeout swinging. He's the first out after four batters had to step up to the plate. Rancho now 4 in the first, 1 in the second. Anderson's pitch is outside for ball 1. And the count will move to 1-0. Casey Anderson spent his junior year of college in spring of 2023 with Utah Valley, the Wolverines, for his name first team All-Western Athletic Conference that spring before getting drafted by the Diamondbacks. 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one's fouled backwards. The count moves to 1-1. Prior to his time at Utah Valley, spent time at Eastern Arizona College, College of Southern Idaho, and the College of Southern Nevada. Four schools to the name for Casey Anderson. 1-1 with 2 away. His pitch, runner in motion. This one slicing into right field, and it's going to drop in for a base hit in front of Angel Ortiz. DePaula dove head first into second base. He was able to get up and run over to third, and runners on the corners on the fifth hit of the ballgame. Samuel Munoz will step up to the plate in an RBI opportunity. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. Batter number 6 of the inning in the form of Samuel Munoz. Looks for RBI number 13 of the year. And that one goes in there for a strike, 0-1. Anderson going 92 on the previous pitch on the inside corner just above the knees. Casey sat down the first two batters of the inning. However, since then, three straight have reached. And this pitch is fouled backwards for strike two. Anderson in the month of May, 2-0 with a 4.15 ERA. 11 punch-outs during the fifth month of the year. Anderson holds at the chest his deal. Upstairs, throw down to second base, and the throw is in time. And they'll catch Jordan Thompson trying to steal, and the inning will come to a conclusion. However, a solo home run from Jero Perez makes it a now 5-0 ball game through two innings of work. Rancho 5, Visalia 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move to the top of the third inning. Jackson Feltner will lead things off for the Hyde. First pitch missed outside for ball one. However, the second pitch of the at-bat goes in there for a strike, and the count is now 1-1. Visalia is still looking for their first hit of the evening. Drew Jones, the only batter to get on base via a walk. Five pitches against Peyton Martin back in the second inning. And now Jackson Feltner who uses batter's timeout to step out of the box and reset. Feltner so far this year batting .212 with two home runs and 13 RBIs. A pitch from Peyton Martin, a little bit upstairs, and the count will move to 2-2. Due up here in the inning for Visalia, 8-9-1. Jackson Feltner, Angel Ortiz, and Christopher Torin. 2-2 pitch lifted into left field. Going over to the left side is Samuel Munoz. He has to go down to a dive. And the ball is caught for an out. And now third base coach Jaime Del Valle is going to make his way out, and he is fuming right now. Saying that Munoz did not make the grab. And just like that, Del Valle has been thrown out of this ball game, throwing the helmet and all. Disbelief right now for the Rawhide third base coach. Don't think I've ever seen Jaime this fired up. And just a few games removed where we saw our first ejection of the year from Andrew Dave Stapleton for the 66ers got ejected on Saturday night. And we have a replay right here on a ball that was lifted to left field by Jackson Feltner. Hard to tell on the replay here on the diving grab. Still watching the replay here. A ball that was lifted into left, and it kind of looked like Munoz maybe a cleat got stuck in the ground. That's when he had to go down to the dive. Really hard to tell in the replay whether that ball dropped or not. No way to really overturn the call with replay. So that will be the first Rawhide coaching ejection of the year. Talked about manager Dave Stapleton got ejected on a Saturday in Inland Empire in a bowl game where tensions ran high. Not the first Rawhide ejection of the year. Christopher Terrain was also ejected on Saturday night after he believed he should have been walked and then eventually ended up getting struck out. So now with one away, Angel Ortiz will step up to the plate. And that pitch will go in there for a strike 0-1. So Feltner, the first batter, retired here of the inning. Now already two controversial start calls to start off this ball game. The home run out of center field that Drew Jones didn't agree that the ball left the yard. And now the catch out in left. Angel Ortiz goes opposite field, back at the wall, and that ball's going to drop in for a base hit. And Angel Ortiz remains red hot over the last 2 weeks. He has the first Rawhide hit of the ball game. And we go back to the top of the order here for Christopher Terrain. Takes nine batters for the first hit, but either way, the Hyde are up on the board with a runner in scoring position. First hit of the game brought to you by Roser Brothers Milk Company. With Roser Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. Moo! So Terrain steps up to the plate. Last week, a three-hit week for Terrain. 3-for-16. And Christopher watches that one miss upstairs for a ball 1-0, and he could argue one of the most patient players at the plate. Martin glances over at second. The pitch on the way to Terrain. Misses inside as well. Ball 2, 2-0. Mentioned his patience, 33 walks. It leads this Rawhide club. Green batting 260. 2-0 count. He'll get ready for the pitch. That one misses upstairs as well, 3-0. Green off to a blazing start to begin the year. In the month of April, he was batting 339. However, in the month of May, numbers dropped off a little bit, batted 205, including a week against Lake Elsinore where he just had one hit in five games. Went to Fresno that following week on that Tuesday, had a multi-hit game, and that was really all he had at Fresno. And now Terrain will swing and miss, and the count will now move to 3-2. Terrain had the day off on Sunday. However, on Saturday night's ball game, he was 1-for-3 with a single, a run, and two walks. And trying to put runners on first and second to bring up Yancel Luis to the plate. Payoff pitch on the way. And Terrain watches that one miss upstairs for ball 4. Second straight batter to reach. And it brings up the Rawhide second baseman to the plate. Before that one will happen, we'll have the pitching coach Sean Coyne make his way out to the mound. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. Took six batters for Visalia to get their first runner aboard, and now after the leadoff fly out from Jackson Feltner, you have Angel Ortiz with a single and Christopher Terrain with a walk. Should say the double from Angel Ortiz. Quick's pitching coach will make his way back to the dugout. Both pitching coaches have made an appearance once in this ball game. The Quakes rocking with the home white uniforms on this Tuesday night, very similar to the LA Dodgers home uniforms. Quakes across the front with the red numbers in the bottom left corner. The blue caps with the Quakes Q on the front. Last name's in the back with the blue numbers in the Earthquake font. Gonzalo Luis takes that one in there for a strike, 0-1. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they sport the road gray uniforms on this Tuesday night with the black matte helmets with the Rawhide V in the front. 0-1 pitch to Yancel Luis in the dirt for ball number one. Gray road tops with Visalia, the lasso letters in the front with the red trim along the sides. The Peyton Martin, who went through the first two innings fairly easily, he's got some traffic to work through here in the top of the third. Batting 266, Luis will pop that one up into center field. Kendall George patrolling center field will be underneath it, and he'll make the grab on Hel Ortiz, will tag up. However, he won't go anywhere. He'll stay at second base, and there's two away. Second time this afternoon that Luis has flown out into center field, and he'll now bring up Junior Franco to the plate, who last time up grounded over to second base to end the first inning. Junior Franco mentioned earlier, only him and Angel Ortiz had eight hits last week. Get ready for the pitch from Peyton Martin. Franco's bat so well against Inland Empire this year. And he takes that one in there for a strike, 0-1. Kenny Castillo, the Rawhide catcher, awaits on deck if Franco finds a way to get aboard. Franco, the highest batting average by any player on this Rawhide squad, batting 298. At one point last week, he got up to 304. One ball, one strike, two away. Ortiz at second, Torin over at first base. The 1-1 deal inside. Does Franco go around? He does not, and the count will move to 2-1. Junior Franco, a 1-for-2 afternoon on Sunday. The ball game where he had a single, a walk, and an RBI. Franco's pitch is inside for ball three, 3-1. Trying to find a way to get Kenny Castillo up to the plate and get their first bases loaded opportunity of the evening. Three balls, one strike, two away. The glance at second by Martin, the double look. Here's the pitch. Franco swings and fouls it backwards, and the count will go full. The pitch has may have been a little bit outside, but Franco swinging defensively there. Three balls, two strikes, two away. This will be the now sixth pitch of the at-bat. In a ball game where Rancho leads 5-0 in the top of the third. Three balls, two strikes, no, two outs. Both runners will be in motion. There they go. Franco pops it up into shallow center field. Kendall George will come charging in. Diaz is moving backwards, and ultimately he'll give way to the Quake center fielder who will be there to make the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. One hit, no runs, no errors, and two runners left on base. We're through 2.5 here at Lone Mark Field in Rancho Cucamonga. The Quakes lead over the Hyde 5-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the third inning. Casey Anderson remains on the mound for Visalia. It will be Samuel Munoz to lead things off, followed by Logan Wagner, Oswaldo Osorio. Rancho leading this ballgame 5-0 thanks to a four-run first inning. And then Perez, a solo home run, making it a 5-0 game. Pitch on the way, ripped into right field. Angel Ortiz will look up, and it is a no-doubt home run. Samuel Munoz with the bat flip for his second home run of the season. Rancho leads his ball game 6-0 in the bottom of the third. Mentioned earlier, four out of the five batters in the top five of this lineup all ranked in the top 30 in the Dodgers organization, and Samuel Munoz, the Quakes left fielder, as soon as it left the bat, everybody just kind of stood still and watched the ball fly out to right. Nothing Ortiz could do on the ball that lands out in the parking lot in right field. So now Logan Wagner will step up to the plate. He'll ground this to the right side. Yancel Luis is in front of it. He'll toss to first base for the out, and there's one down. Osorio now will step up to the plate. Last time out, he had a bases-clearing three-run RBI double off the wall out and right. Osorio batting .233 so far this year. It was double number four of the season, and now he lets this one into left center field. Left field, should say. And Junior Franco, about 10 feet right of the third base line, will be there to make the grab, and there's two away. Casey Anderson entered the day allowing three home runs on the year. It's a fifth home run, fifth and sixth home runs he's allowed of his professional career. Two home runs now here in the first three innings. And that pitch goes in there for a strike, 0-1. Visalia, in the last four games that Anderson has started, they've all won. And now this ball is fouled backwards for strike two. In Tuesday night's ball game, Visalia trailed by as many as 8 runs. They trailed 9-1 heading into the bottom of the second inning and somehow found a way to come back and win the ball game. They're going to need that kind of heroics tonight as they trail 6-0 heading into the top of the fourth inning. Carlos Rojas swings and misses to end the frame. Top four we go in Rancho. Quake 6, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one, .com.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Cahuilla Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the fourth inning with Kenny Castillo at the plate for the Hide. 4-5 and 6 to up four by Celia, Kenny Castillo, Ruben Santana, and Drew Jones. Kenny Castillo last time out, a ground out over to shortstop Wilman Diaz, and now this one's chopped up the middle. It'll be fielded once again by Diaz. His throw's a little bit wide, but able to keep the foot on the bag is the first baseman, Logan Wagner. And now one away here in the top of the fourth. A complete night and day difference when you look at the two half innings. The Rawhide have just gotten three runners on base so far in this game against Peyton Martin. A lot of colors on the other side for the Quakes. Two home runs in this ball game, six total hits. By Celia's one hit was an extra base hit from Angel Ortiz. Now a swing and a miss for Ruben Santana, and the count will now be 1-1. Peyton Martin's pitch on the way, and a high chopper over to third. Osorio, bare hand throw to first, and not able to be held onto by Logan Wagner. But what a great effort by the third baseman, Osorio. And Ruben Santana will get aboard here in the top of the fourth. So now bring up Drew Jones to the plate. Go down as the second Rawhide hit of the game, brought to you by Gus's Auto Body Shop. You can visit online at Gus's Body Shop by Saley.com. Barely diving back in safely is Ruben Santana. Ruben just two hits last week, including one of those, his first home run of the season. Pitch to Jones on the way, and that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Drew Jones, a six-hit week last week in 17 at-bats. 0-1 with one away. Not a very big lead for Ruben Santana at first. Not the biggest base stealer you're going to see for this Rawhide club. A team so far this year, when you look at stolen bases, they have 48. It's ranked fifth in the California League. Rancho on the other end, love to steal bags. They're second in the league with a total of 61 entering the day. One ball and two strikes, one away. They've already tried to pull the trigger once in this ball game for Jordan Thompson, who got caught stealing back in the second. One ball, two strikes, one away. The pitch on the way to the Rawhide center fielder, and it's in the dirt for ball two, 2-2. Visalia looking for their 22nd win of the year, trying to cut into that 5.5 game gap that the Lake Elsinore Storm currently hold. 2-2 pitch on the way to Jones, and that one's in the dirt for ball three. The count will go full. Visalia led the Cal South for the first six games of the year. That included a series sweep against Inland Empire to begin the season. Fouled off to the right side. And then they took just one game out of five against San Jose. And since May 7th, they've been looking from behind since then. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Martin will get ready for the payoff pitch to Drew Jones. Outside, ball four, second time to do today. Drew will draw a walk. This one he had to work a little bit harder for. And now runners on first and second here for Visalia. And it brings up Anderson Rojas as a play who's been known to be very aggressive early in the count. One down here. Anderson Rojas batting 262 on the season. And he takes that one a little bit high for ball one, 1-0. Talked about Rojas earlier. I've seen him in all sorts of parts of the field. We saw him out in all the outfield positions last year. Talked about Drew Jones had the injury last season. The 1-0 pitch on the way goes in there for a strike, 1-1. Alvin Guzman went down with an injury around mid-July, so Rojas had more time in outfield as well. But this year, a very good Rawhide defense, but you continuously see parts change throughout the defense, getting different reps for each guys every day. That pitch fell off to the right side, and the count will move to 1-2. Last year in 2023, Rojas made his debut on May 3rd for Visalia. Played all of last year with the Hyde. And now with 1-2 with one away, he'll get ready for the pitch from Peyton Martin. And that one's upstairs for a ball. The count now moves to 2-2. Visalia on Sunday, 5 left on base. They were 2-for-7 with runners in scoring position just 2 days ago. And now Rojas will call for time as he'll step out of the batter's box. Top four here in Rancho, Quake 6, Visalia 0. Standing on second base is Ruben Santana. Drew Jones is over at first. The pitch on the way, swung on and missed, and Anderson Rojas will strike out for the second out of the inning. Just the second strikeout of the day here for Peyton Martin. And he'll now bring up Jackson Feltner to the plate. Last time Feltner was up, the controversial fly ball out to left field that was caught by Samuel Munoz that ultimately ended up getting Jaime Del Valle, the third base coach, thrown out of this ball game. With two down, Feltner will get ready for the first pitch of the at-bat. And right up the middle, it will be sent into center field. It will be picked up by Kendall George. The throw won't come home, and Ruben Santana will step on home plate, and Visalia is on the board for the first time tonight. It's now 6-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. RBI base hit for Jackson Feltner, and here comes Angel Ortiz to step up to the plate. Drew Jones just picks up one bag off of the line drive into center. And this is the longest half inning for Visalia so far this evening. Fifth batter of the frame, and Ortiz takes that one down the middle for strike number one. Angel Ortiz in his first two series here in Visalia got called up in mid-May. From the Arizona Complex League, grounded over to the right side, underhand toss over to second base. We'll talk more about Ortiz as the broadcast rolls on, but a force out over at second will end the inning. Two hits, one run, no errors, and two runners left on base, and we head to the bottom of the fourth, and Rancho leads this ball game 6-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauia Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the fourth inning. Rancho leading this ball game 6-1. Rancho looking to snap the six-game losing streak that dates back to before the series last week against Lake Elsinore. Their last win was against Modesto. Now the pitch on the way, misses outside for ball number one. An 11-4 win right here at home to wrap up a two-game homestand. In a series that Rancho found themselves win 3 out of 3 against the Inland Empire 66ers and then lose 5 out of 6 against the top-ranked team in the California League, the Modesto Nuts. So a tough past 2 weeks for Rancho, but the lead right now, a good chance to get them back on track right now. Count is out 3-1 for Wilman Diaz. 9-1-2 due up here in the inning. Casey Anderson's pitch swung on and missed 3-2. Casey at home at Valley Strong, 1-0 with a 5.02 ERA through 14 and a third inning of work. However, things have been a little different on the road. He's 1-2 with a 9.0 ERA. 3 balls, 2 strikes, no outs. The pitch grounded to the right side. Yancel Luis will scoop it up, and he'll toss over to Ruben Santana for out number one. And that will bring up Kendall George to the plate for the third time today. Mentioned Kendall George getting drafted last summer with the 36th overall pick in 2023 MLB draft. One of his notable parts of his game, the speed. One quote went down on a 20 to 80 scale speed. Kendall George goes down as a 90 speed, 10 points above the highest that a player can be. Kendall George represented Team USA in the 18 and under World Cup back in September of 2022. And last year during his time in the Arizona Complex League, he batted 362 before batting 381 out with Rancho. 3 straight pitches miss outside, and the count is now 3-0. Several experts saying Kendall George, the next kind of place to work on is his jump on the ball out in outfield. If he can clean those things up, could be a potential gold glover at the major league level. Right here, takes 4 straight pitches outside. It'll be another walk from Casey Anderson and the first base runner of the inning. So with one out, and now bring up Perez, who last time out, he had a solo home run out to center field. First pitch on the way, and that one misses high and inside for ball one, 1-0. Pitch on the way from Casey Anderson. His 1-0 deal misses outside for a ball. Pickoff attempt at first by Kenny Castillo. And George dives back in safely. Count is out 2-0. Kendall George, 15 stolen bags on the season. One of two players with 10 or more stolen bags. Woman Diaz, the only other one. And now a hit by pitch for Perez on the top of his foot. Runners on first and second. Brings up Josue De Paula to the plate. And now Rawhide catcher Kenny Castillo will make his way out to the mound. Visalia attacked on a run in the top of the fourth inning. However, Rancho just one away, threatening to take back that run and possibly a little bit more. Visalia does have some action warming up in the pen at the moment. Second mound visit comes to a conclusion. It appears Dale Mendez could be potential player that will come in a situation like this, a pitcher who will get you typically three innings out of the pen. First pitch of the at-bat on the way, and that one goes in there for a strike, 0-1. We talk about that outing that Casey Anderson only went a third of an inning last week, last Tuesday, who was a pitcher that came in following Anderson. It was Teofilo Mendez. A ball game where he went 2 1/3, gave up 5 hits and 4 runs. None of those were earned. Last Tuesday, it was Casey Anderson, Deo Mendez, Daniel Nunez, Hayden Dirk, and Edgar Isaya. And out of the right side, Ruben Santana gets a hand on it, and Yancel Luis provides the backup. He tosses to Casey Anderson in time, 2 away. We've seen Ruben Santana make quite a bit of athletic plays this year, both on the first and the third base side. And this time he does enough to prevent it from going to the outfield. Yancel Luis scoops it up and puts it away. The first time today, DePaula's been sat down. And everybody will advance 90 feet. Kendall George is at second. Gerald Perez is over at second. And here is Jordan Thompson, who so far on the evening is 1-for-2. Anderson's pitch misses outside for ball one, 1-0. Jordan Thompson last week, 7-for-19, including a 3-for-4 day on Sunday. He was the only Quake batter to have a multi-hit game at Lake Elsinore. Now he lifts this one into center field. Drew Jones racing back towards the wall. He's going to look up, and that ball is gone as well. Third home run of the night for the Rancho Quakes. And it's the first of the night for Jordan Thompson. They out on three more. It's now Rancho 8, Visalia 1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Hanging the breaking ball and got all of that one. Drew Jones trying to give it a run, but not enough room to work with. And now pitching coach Tyler Mark will make his way back out for the second time today. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health now open in Visalia. And with that, it will be the end of the day for Casey Anderson. When we come back, we'll have the new pitcher and we'll have the numbers for both Casey Anderson and the reliever. Quakes 9, Visalia 1 here in the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month. Let's go places.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Quakes 9, Visalia 1 here in the bottom of the fourth inning with two away. We have our first pitching change of the ballgame. The new arm in the game for Visalia will be the right-hander Teofilo Mendez. His first pitch in the dirt for ball number one, 1-0. Pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. See a little ResCom and bye-bye bugs. Casey Anderson's ball game comes to a conclusion after 3 2/3 innings, 7 hits, and 9 earned runs. He gave up 3 home runs, including walking 4 and only striking out 2. And now 3 straight pitches from Mendez missed low and inside. Samuel Munoz looking to draw a walk to lead things off. Deo Mendez originally signed by the D-backs as a shortstop. However, transitioned over to the bullpen. Four pitches here. Munoz will get on base with two down. Bring up Logan Wagner to the plate. Mendez, a 22-year-old right-hander from Bonnie Dominican Republic. Comes in at 5'11", 170, appearing in his now 12th game of the season. So far this year, no decisions with a 1.83 ERA. And Mendez has pitched a little bit outside for ball one, 1-0. Mendez has appeared in 19 2/3 innings of work. He struck out 25 batters and has only walked 9. That walk right there makes it 10 on the year. 1-1 with two away, and another 5-plus batter inning. That's been the case for all 4 innings that the Quakes offense has stepped up to the plate. The 1-1 is inside for ball 2, 2-1. And a little slide out of the way for Logan Wagner to prevent that one from hitting his toes. 7 hits for Rancho for their 9 runs. And now this one's lifted into left center field, where charging in will be junior Franco and Drew Jones. But lastly, it will be the center fielder Jones underneath it, and the inning will come to a conclusion. A 3-run home run was a lone hit in the inning, and it tacked on a couple more runs. Rancho 9, Visalia 1. We head into the top of the fifth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on VisaliaRawhide.com.
To safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 43024.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kauai Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community.
They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the fifth inning. Rancho, another crooked inning. They put up three in the bottom of the fourth and lead this ball game 9-1. However, in the top of the fifth, we'll see the top of the Rawhide order. Christopher Torin, Yancel Luis, Junior Franco. This ball's lifted to the left side, and it would just bounce out of play. And the count moved to 0-2. New pitcher in the ballgame for the Rancho Quakes. Peyton Martin's ballgame will officially come to a conclusion after four complete innings of work. Martin goes three hits, one earned run, walked three batters, and struck out two. And now Emmett's pitch will be bounced in, and the count will move to 1-2. Emmett comes in at 6'5", 175, the 23-year-old right-hander from Sacramento, California. Drafted in the 19th round of the 2021 MLB draft, and Torin swings and misses on an outside pitch. Throw down to first base will be in time from Carlos Rojas to Logan Wagner. One out. Pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone, say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye bugs. Pitch on the way to Yancel Luis, and that one's low for ball one, 1-0. California League first half officially comes to conclusion on June 20th. It's a little over 15 days from now. So Visalia will be on the road here against Rancho before turning back home for a two-week homestand. 2-0 pitch on the way from Luis, grounded up the middle, and it'll be a base hit. Yancel's first hit of the day and the fourth Rawhide hit of the day. And with one down, the Rawhide have a runner on base. All singles this year brought to you by Gus's Auto Body Shop. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636. So Gabe Emmett gives up his first hit, and he'll face off against Junior Franco for the first time today. And that pitch fouled off to left side, 0-1. So talking about this road trip here to Rancho, the Rawhide will play six from June 4th through June 9th. Before turning back home for the second double homestand of the season. No one pitch on the way, and that one's low for ball one, 1-1. Rawhide will face off against Modesto June 11th through the 16th. And then the two games remaining before the first half concludes will be against Lake Elsinore. 1-1 with one away. And that one's bounced into Franco, but not enough to advance Luis over to second base. So some tough matchups coming up here for Visalia. In a time where wins and relying on some other teams' losses as well becomes a crucial part of the first half. 2-1 pitch on the way, and that one goes in there for a strike, 2-2. Visalia has so many heartbreaking losses, and if it comes down to a game or two that they miss out on a playoff spot, there's quite a bit of games you can point out with this season. The Rawhide this year in one-run games, 7-11. 3-2, one away. The pitch to Junior Franco will have to hold off just a bit longer as a pickoff attempt goes over to first base. Visalia on Sunday had the lead going into the top of the seventh inning. Ended up losing that ball game. That pitch fouled backwards, 3-2. You look back at Sunday's ball game, Visalia was just two outs away from capturing their fifth win of the series. And then a run in the top of the ninth inning, and then an absolute collapse where the wheels fall off the wagon. Visalia gives up four runs in the top of the 10th inning on three errors. And now this ball is grounded over to the right side and fouls. So you look at two games over the weekend where Visalia game just slips away. And a chance for the Rawhide to have a chance to have set themselves up for a series sweep against Inland Empire, a team that they have dominated this year. Payoff pitch on the way to Franco, and that pitch is fouled off to the right side. This season against the 66ers, Visalia are 12-3. They're 9-3 against them at home, 3-0 on the road with that opening week trip out to San Manuel Stadium. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Quakes lead this ball game 9-1. And Franco once again just gets a piece of it and fouls it off to the left side and proving he will not go down easily. That was the ninth pitch. So get ready for double figures pitch right here. Franco on the day 0-2. He's got Yancel Luis over at first base. Wilman Diaz practically standing behind second. The 3-2 on the way, and pitch number 10 works in favor of the Rawhide left fielder. And opening up Kenny Castillo to the plate with runners on first and second. So Kenny Castillo so far in this ballgame has grounded out twice, both times over to Wilman Diaz. Chance for Visalia to get on the board right here. Grounded to the third base side, and it is barely foul. A late kick just barely missed left of the third base pillow. So as a result, the count will move to 0-1 for the fourth batter of the inning. Ruben Santana waits on deck, a guy who is 1-for-2 so far on the evening. No balls, one strike, one away here on a Tuesday night, game one of the six-game series. As Rawhide travel south on 99 for just the second time this year, and this ball's lifted into left field. Yancel Luis will end up being waved home, and Junior Franco will be held over at third base, and it is an RBI single for Kenny Castillo. So Yancel Luis scores. Junior Franco goes over to third. And now we'll have a mound visit here. As the pitching coach, Ramon Troncoso, will make his way out to the mound. And as always, mound visits this year brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So Kenny Castillo drives in Yancel Luis to put the Rawhide back within seven. It's now 9-2. And Kenny Castillo with RBI number 15 of the season. So here is Ruben Santana to step up to the plate. Ruben 1-for-2, a single. He was the only other run outside of that one that just scored Yancel Luis. And now a slow roller to the third base side to second for one, down to first, and it is not in time. So Ruben Santana able to outrun the attempted double play. And the Rawhide tack on another run. It's now 9-3 here at the top of the fifth inning. Here comes Drew Jones to the plate, who's now gone on base already twice in this ball game, both off fielder's choices. Two down here for Drew. And the pitch misses outside for ball one, 1-0. Drew did have a little bit of a tape job on the right wrist earlier today. Not much of a problem, more of a precautionary thing. And that one's in there for a strike, 1-1. So Starts to get that time of the year where the season starts to get prolonged, more injuries start to arise, muscles start to become sore. Athletic trainer Catwood A has done such a great job in her first year here with Visalia, keeping these guys as healthy as possible. One ball, two strikes, two away to Drew Jones, looking for his third walk of the evening. The pitch from Emmett misses in the dirt for ball two. Drew Jones got his first bobblehead of his professional career yesterday, or on Saturday, I should say. Ball game where the first 500 fans at Valley Strong Ballpark received a bobblehead. One of four bobblehead giveaways here in 2024. Next bobblehead giveaway will actually be this upcoming Saturday when the Rawhide return home on May 15th against Modesto for Randy Johnson bobblehead giveaway sponsored by ResCom Pest Control. That pitch misses inside for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. It'll be Randy Johnson followed by Dave Roberts bobblehead beginning in August, on August 6th. Jones takes that one inside for ball four. He worked back from a 1-2 count, and he draws his third walk of the day in Ruben Santana, who was put in motion, will now go over to second base. Gabe Emmett, 2-0 so far in 2024 with a 7.01 ERA. This is his 10th game of the year. You'll look at the strikeouts to walk, 35 punch-outs, 28 free passes. Second straight year for Gabe Emmett in Rancho. And now Anderson Rojas will foul that one off to the right side, 0-1. Last year with the Quakes, he was 7-7 with a 5.55 ERA through 86 innings of work. A career-high 71 strikeouts in his 28 outings for Rancho Cucamonga. Pitch on the way to Rojas. That one's fouled backwards, and the count will now move to 0-2. Batter number seven of the inning for Visalia. They've had two hits in the frame, one from Yancel Luis and one from Kenny Castillo. 0-2 with two down, and Anderson Rojas just kind of golfing that one out of the sand, and he fouls that one backwards. Visalia trailing this ball game 9-3, five hits compared to the Quakes 7. Both teams have played errorless baseball through 4.5. Rawhide team, who has the second best fielding percentage in the league with a 969. 0-2, Anderson Rojas rung up on the inside corner, and the inning will finally come to a conclusion from Gabe Emmett. Two hits, two runs, and two runners left on base. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. We're halfway through at Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga. Quakes 9, Visalia 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the fifth inning. Visalia, two runs in the top of the fifth. Trying to claw their way back into this one, but they're going to need a stop on the defensive side. Rancho has scored a run in the first four innings of this ballgame, including two multi-run innings, one in the first and a three-run fourth. Four runs were scored in that first inning. And ultimately, the three-run home run from Jordan Thompson ultimately put the end of the day for Casey Anderson. 2-0 swung on and missed, and the count moved to 2-1. It'll be Oswaldo Osorio, Carlos Rojas, and Wilman Diaz, 7, 8, and 9 for the Quakes. Osorio gets ready for the pitch. It's fouled off to the right side, and the count moved to 2-2. Tomorrow's ball game, a 11 a.m. first pitch. And the rest of the week will go back to the night games besides Sunday's day game, which will start at 2 o'clock. Two balls, two strikes, it's upstairs, and the count will now move to 3-2. 6:30, Thursday through Saturday, and 2 o'clock on Sunday when the Rawhide will travel back home following the game. Three balls, two strikes, high and outside, ball four. Osorio get on base for the second time today, and it will bring up Carlos Rojas to the plate. All Walks of Season brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So after a leadoff walk, it brings up Carlos Rojas to the plate. And that one's down the middle, in there for a strike 0-1. The Rancho team, the third most walks in the league. They have 280. 0-1 swung on and missed. The count moved to 1-1, and then he tacked that on with Visalia. They've walked 272 batters. That's the second most walks by a pitching staff in all the California League. 0-2 with no outs. And the pitch from Mendez misses upstairs for ball one, 1-2. Rawhide pitching staff right in the middle of the California League, 4.36 ERA. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they rank 8th in the league with a 5.74. Shallow left center field. Christopher Torin reaches backwards, and he's underneath it to make the grab, and there's one away here in the bottom of this fifth inning. That'll now bring up Wilman Diaz to the plate. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, we'll check in on the California League scoreboard for the first time today. Obviously out here in Rancho, a 9-3 ball game, but out in San Bernardino, a tight one in the top of the fourth. Wilman Diaz will get ready for the first pitch from Theo Mendez. Breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-1. And in San Bernardino, Lake Elsinore leads 3-2. Both teams scoring a pair of runs in the first inning. However, Lake Elsinore tallied one in the top of the third, and that's where they stand out at San Manuel. And that one's a swing and a miss, and the count is now 0-2. Meanwhile, out in Modesto, the Fresno Grizzlies lead 3-0. That game is currently in the bottom of the second inning. And then lastly, out at Banner Island Ballpark, in the top of the third, the San Jose Giants and Stockton Port are tied up at 1-1. Swing and a miss for Diaz, and that's a strikeout, and it's the first strikeout of the ballgame for Teofilo Mendez. And that strikeout is brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Patrick. Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Gian. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Allstate, you're in good hands. So a two-way, he'll bring up Kendall George to the plate. George in this ballgame, he's already gone on base twice, once off a single and one off of a walk. And George takes that one in there for a strike, 0-1. Mendez, the four-seam fastball, the slider, a two-pitch arsenal. Following the four-pitch arsenal from Casey Anderson. And the Count is now 1-1 with two away. Rawhide so far this year on the road, 7-14. And this ball grounded up the middle where it'll be scooped up by Torino. He'll toss to first. It's wide, but Ruben Santana is able to show off the agility and keep his foot on the bag, and the inning will come to a conclusion. First scoreless inning of the night for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, and we are through five here at Lone Mart Field. The Quakes 9, the Rawhide 3. We head to the top of the sixth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the sixth. Jackson Feltner will lead things off. And that one's fed off to the right side, 0-1. So talked about in the bottom of the fifth inning, or for the Rawhide to get back into this ball game, and you needed to put up at least one scoreless frame and let the offense get to work. Visalia scored three runs in the last two, one in the fourth, two in the fifth. And Gabe Emmett remains on the mound. Jackson Feltner, this time he'll hit it through the right side of the infield. His second hit of the afternoon. And it's 9-3, runner on first, brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate. So Jackson Feltner, who is probably inches away from a base hit back in the third, is now 2-for-3. That close to being 3-for-3 on the evening. And Angel Ortiz will face the left-on-right matchup. First pitch swinging off the top of the glove for Logan Wagner. Feltner will go over to third base. He'll hold up there. Ortiz trying to stretch it into two. He'll slide into second base, and he is safe. Second double of the evening for Angel Ortiz. And two runners in scoring position as we go to the top of the order for Christopher Torin. Didn't necessarily have extra base hit written all over that ball. Logan Wagner got up, and it goes right off of the strings of the glove. And now Christopher Torin steps up to the plate, the fourth double of the year for Ortiz. 22 RBIs on the year, and he has the chance to get 24 with runners on second and third. He got Feltner at third, Ortiz at second. And the first inning today where the Rod have gotten the first two runners aboard. One ball, no strikes. The pitch gets past. Feltner's going to come home, and he will score. And it's now 9-4 in the top of the sixth inning. And one of the major, major differences compared to Valley Strong Ballpark to any other ballpark that the Rawhide play at, the 45 feet to home plate to the backstop, nearly doubled here in Rancho. So a ball that gets passed will score a run compared to in Visalia, not always guaranteed to score the runner from third. That pitch goes in there for a strike, and the count is now 2-1. Terrain so far in this ball game 0-2. He has gone on base once in this ball game. It was back in the third inning. Two balls and a strike. Terrain swings and misses, and the count is now 2-2. Three straight frames with a run for Visalia. 2-2, no outs. The pitch on the way, and Terrain fouls that pitch backwards. 3-16 last week was Christopher Terrain. Rawhide trying to put a second half of the ball game rally together. 2-2, Terrain gets a piece of it, and he'll foul it over to the left side where the bullpen for the Quakes is. Open bullpens here in Rancho. Howl's on the left side, however, compared to the Rawhide route in Fresno, these aren't necessarily exposed. They're more tucked away in the left and right corner over Valley Strong Ballpark. Bullpen's located in left and in right, and Terrain will swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt, and he'll be struck out for the second time today, and to bring up Yancel Luis to the plate. So the Rawhide second baseman at the dish with a runner at third. The pitch on the way, and that one is fouled backwards, and the count is now 0-1. Yancel Luis, top 10 in the California League when it comes to hits. He ranks 7th with 51. And Luis will watch that one go in the dirt for a ball 1-1. Lazaro Montes from the Modesto Nuts has the most hits by any player in the California League with 63. The next closest player is Jonah Cox from San Jose with 56. 1-1 with one away. That pitch is in the dirt, and the count is now 2-1. Yancel Luis batting .268 on the year, including two home runs with his first of the year coming back at the end of April when the Rawhide were out at Stockton. 2-1, high chopper up the middle. Here comes Angel Ortiz. He'll slide home, throw to first. It's tight, but it's able to beat out Luis. Two runs come home to score in the inning. Back-to-back two-run frames for Visalia. It's now 9-5 in the top of the sixth. Fifth batter of the inning, it's Junior Franco. And that pitch misses outside for ball 1-0. One and zero with two away. Gabe Emmett gets to work from the windup once again, and that pitch gets past the catcher Carlos Rojas, and the count is now 2-0. Junior Franco in this ball game 0-2, with a ground out over to second and a fly out to center. 2-0 pitch on the way, and this ball this time grounded to the right side. It'll be fielded by Perez. He'll throw to first base in time, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Back-to-back hits to begin the top of the sixth. Visalia capitalizes. They score two runs off of it, and they trail 9-5 heading into the bottom of the sixth inning. Mendez will come back out on the mound for his third inning of work. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB.
Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today.
Bottom six we go here at Lone Mar Field. Visalia attacking on another two in the top of the sixth. And Theo Mendez remains on the mound for Visalia. First pitch swinging for Perez, and he's behind in the count 0-1. Gerald Perez leads his team in hits and home runs, 46 hits on the year entering the day, six home runs. It was tied for first. However, a solo home run gives him seven. Anderson Rojas, a backhand grab off the bounce, and what a throw. Rojas playing over there at third base. It's typically Ruben Santana. He's got a cannon in that arm and made it that much easier to sit down Perez for the first time today. And now here comes Josue DePaula to the plate. He's been sat down just once today. He's 0-1. His first two at-bats were walks, one in the first and one in the second. DePaula finds himself on a nine-game hitting streak. And the first pitch on the way is in there for a strike, 0-1. A hitting streak, fourth longest active streak in the California League. The 0-1 pitch swung on and missed, and the count is now 0-2. Bottom of the sixth, I mean, it's time to check in around the scores around the D-backs organization. We'll go through that in just a moment. DePaula's 0-2 pitch outside, barely misses for ball one, 1-2. Out in high A, Hillsborough leads 3-2 over the Spokane Indians. With Logan Clayton, the former Rawhide alum, getting the start tonight, a .77 ERA. The 1-2 pitch is low for ball two, two balls and two strikes. Hillsborough top three in all of minor league baseball when it comes to ERA. Yasmir Alvarez and Roman Angelo are the two former Rawhide players that have been called up this season, a part of that ERA. And now that 2-2 pitch misses low for ball three, three balls and two strikes. Three and two with one down. Pitch on the way from Mendez. And it barely misses outside for ball number four. So DePaula draws his third walk of the evening, and it brings up Jordan Thompson to the plate. Meanwhile, out in double A, the Amarillo Sod Poodles defeat the Tulsa Drillers. Final score 4-2. And then out at the triple A level, the Tacoma Rainiers, a 15-6 win over the Reno Aces. Jordan Thompson, 2-for-3 in the ball game. First pitch is a half swing, and it goes for a strike, 0-1. Lastly, out at the major league level, the Arizona Diamondbacks, they lead over the San Francisco Giants 4-1 out of Chase Field in Phoenix. 0-1 with one away. The slider misses outside for a ball, and the count is now 1-1. Arizona 28-32, fourth in the NL West, 9.5 games back from the LA Dodgers. 1-1 on the way, and that one clips the outside corner. It's in there for a strike. It's now 1-2. One One ball, two strikes, one away here for Thompson, who's got a single and a home run. That slider barely misses inside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Runner on first base is DePaula after Perez grounded into a 5-3 ground out for the first out of the frame. 2-2 pitch, ground to the right side. A chance to turn 2-4-6-3 DP. And the Rawhide get out of the frame. Back-to-back scoreless innings for Rancho as we head into the top of the seventh inning. Rancho 9, Visalia 5. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
The next level with a fresh set of tires this spring. And get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and sign-in vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962. And meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco in the produce section or snack aisle of your...
Back here in Rancho, the Quakes lead over the Rawhide 9-5 in the top of the seventh inning. Gabe Emmett remains on the mound for the Rancho Quakes, who look to claw back closer to 500, trying to improve to 24-26. Meanwhile, for Visalia, looking to improve to 22-29. Now for Visalia, down to their final nine outs, trailing by four. Right now at the plate, you got Kenny Castillo, Ruben Santana, and Drew Jones. Heart of the Rawhide order, 4, 5, and 6. And Castillo fouls that one off of himself. So far in this ballgame, Kenny is 1 for 3 with a single and two groundouts. Both of those groundouts have been over to the shortstop, Wilman Diaz. Kenny will get ready to dig in. Pause here from Emmett working from the windup. The deal to Castillo upstairs for ball one, 1-2. We talked about Hillsborough top three in all of minor league baseball when it comes to their pitching, but also the Reno Aces, the AAA affiliate of the D-backs. They've been having a good year as well. This ball's sent into right field, retreating backwards is DePaula, and he's able to make the grab in time for out number one. Third time today, Kenny's been sat down. But out in Reno, they have the highest batting average out of all 120 minor league teams. They're batting .287. They're 58 games so far, 581 hits for the Aces. That's 11 more hits than the nearest team, the Albuquerque Isotopes, who have 570. And now Ruben Santana steps up to the plate. He swings and misses on the first pitch he sees, and the count is now 0-1. And pitches Santana way upstairs. And the count moves to 1-1. Talking about Hillsborough pitching, however, the only team that has a better ERA than the Hops, the Birmingham Barons, who have a 2.60 ERA. Hillsborough has a 2.90 ERA. One ball, one strike, one away. The pitch on the way. Santana wanted to go around, does he? And he does, and the count will now move to 1-2. And one of the more impressive players out there in Hillsborough right now, Spencer Geesting, is he leads the team in strikeouts with 55. He's also top three in the Northwest League with 55. The leader right now has 60, both of those with Spokane 60 and 57. But the top three players in the Northwest League in ERA all are responsible for the Hillsborough Hops. 2-2 pitch on the way, swung on and missed. And Ruben Santana will be the second out of the inning. Former Rawhide alum Joe Elvis is top three in the league with a 1.91 ERA. And also Avery Short, the right-hander, is second with a 1.69 ERA. Two down here in the top of the seventh. Visalia has scored a run in each of the last three frames. That pitch misses outside for a ball, 1-0. Talk about Geesting. I mean, just look at his last three outings. All three outings have been a minimum 7 innings of work and struck out 9 or more batters in each of those three outings. And that pitch is in there for a strike, 1-1 with 2 away. So lots of interesting things going on around the D-backs organization. Some notable players to watch out for. And here in Visalia, the Rawhide looking to claw back against Rancho. And their first road trip since April down south. And Drew Jones will swing and miss on a pitch outside. And the Rawhide are sat down in order for the first time since the first. Time to stretch here in Rancho. Quakes lead the Rawhide 9-5. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building.
Bottom seven here at Lone Mart Field, and a new pitcher in the ballgame for Visalia. The southpaw Rio Britton is into the ballgame. First pitch on the way to Samuel Munoz is in there for a strike, 0-1. Pitching change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone, say hello to Rescom, and bye-bye bugs. Swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt, and the count is now 0-2. Samuel Munoz, Logan Wagner, Oswaldo Osorio due up. That is 5-6-7. Rawhide have held Rancho scoreless in the last two frames. Rio Britton will be tasked with doing that for the third straight. And that's a good start right there. A swing and a miss for out number one. First batter phase for Rio Britton, and he'll sit him down. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Logan Wagner will step up to the plate. Pitch in the deal, and it goes in there for a strike, 0-1. Rio Britton, the four-seam fastball, the changeup, slider, curveball. Four pitches to work through for the Rawhide lefty. And that pitch is a little bit low for ball one, 1-1. Rio Britton, during his college days, he spent his freshman and sophomore years out at Oregon before transferring to NC State before he was drafted by the D-backs. That pitch is in the dirt for a ball, and the count is now 1-1. Rio Britton drafted with the 15th round of last summer's MLB draft. And that pitch misses inside for a ball, and the count is now 3-1. Three and one with one away. And a pitch from Britton misses outside for ball four. Second walk of the ball game here for Logan Wagner brings up Oswaldo Osorio to the plate. The numbers for Teofilo Mendez, 2 1/3 inning of work. He walked three batters and struck out one. And Vicely hit really underperforming when you look at the strikeout category. Rawhide team who leads the league by 80 strikeouts. The next closest team entering the day had 500. Vicely has 580. That 500 strikeout team, the Lake Elsinore Storm. 0-1 with one down. Upcoming pitch on the way from Rio Britton. And that one's in the dirt for ball one, 1-1. Rawhide team who's averaging 11.6 strikeouts per game. Sitting at four on the evening. Casey Anderson with the most with two. Another ground ball to the right side. Another chance to turn two, four, six, three. Double play. Second straight inning with an inning-ending double play. It's the Luis Torin to Santana connection, and we head to the top of the eighth inning here in Rancho. Quakes 9, Visalia 5. You listen to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Covia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. First pitch swinging for Anderson Rojas. He'll stay in the yard, however. Kendall George is in front of that one, about 10 feet in front of the warning track for the grab. And there's one away here in the top of the eighth inning. Fourth time today, Anderson Rojas has been sat down. And to bring up Jackson Feltner to the plate, who's 2-for-3 in this ballgame. New pitcher in the ballgame, David Tiburcio. Third arm used by manager John Shoemaker in this ballgame. First pitch on the way to Feltner. Outside corner in there for a strike, 0-1. Pitch and change brought to you by ResCon Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCon and bye-bye bugs. Felt will pop that one up and back, and the count will move to 0-2. Visalia, all five of their runs coming in between the fourth and the sixth inning. Meanwhile, for Rancho, all nine of their runs coming fourth and earlier. And now Feltner into left, and that ball is going to be caught by Samuel Munoz. And Feltner, another loud drive, but it just unable to drop into a gap. And it brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate, who is 2-for-3 in this ballgame. Angel Ortiz last week for Visalia led the team with 8 hits, 14 total bases. A swing and a miss that nearly pops the helmet off the top of his head. And the count is 0-1. Over the last 2 weeks, Ortiz batting .364 with 5 extra base hits. You look at the first 2 weeks when he was called up from the Arizona Complex League, he was batting .094. Went to Fresno, and all of a sudden things started to click for Ortiz and leads a team with the highest batting average, as mentioned, .364. 0-1, misses outside for ball one, 1-1. Only other player who's batting at that above .370 as of late has been Junior Franco. And now Ortiz fouls that one backward, and the count is now 1-2. Quick two outs for Visalia here in the top of the eighth. And Ortiz looking to get a base runner right here to send it back to the top for Christopher Torin. One ball, two strikes, two away. Swing and a miss on an upstairs pitch. And Angel Ortiz sat down for the second time today. And now make it 3 straight innings where the Rawhide have been sat down in order. Bottom eight we go here in Rancho. The Quakes lead over the Rawhide 9-5. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
No tantrums, but what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the eighth where Rancho leads this ballgame 9-5. Visalia looking to avoid falling 3 straight games, and Rancho looking to snap this 6-game losing streak. First pitch swinging on a line over to Yancey Luis. He'll take it off one hop, and he'll toss to first base fairly easily. And there's one away here in the bottom of the eighth inning. That six-game losing skid, the longest in the California League. Fort Rancho to find themselves three games back where they've led really a majority of the month of May in first place. Now Wilman Diaz at the plate. First pitch on the way from Rio Britton. And that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Diaz last week 2-for-16. And so far in this ballgame, he is 0-for-3. A one pitch, hard hit to left side, and it's going to drop in for a base hit. Just right of the third baseline, it's going to go all the way into the left corner. It'll be scooped up by Junior Franco, and it is a one-out double from Wilman Diaz here in the bottom of the eighth. Fifth extra base hit of the ballgame here for Rancho, and it's Wilman Diaz's sixth double of the year. And Kendall George will have an RBI opportunity with the runner in scoring position. George, so far in this ballgame, he's 1-for-3 with a single and two groundouts. The pitch on the way from Kendall from Rio. And that pitch is a little bit low for ball one, 1-0. Rio Britton working in for relief for Teofilo Mendez, who got the rawhide through six. Second complete inning of work here for Britton. The 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one's perfectly placed. It's in there for a strike, 1-1. A reminder, tomorrow's ball game, day baseball here in Rancho. An 11 a.m. first pitch means we'll be on the air starting at 10:50. 1-1 pitch, a little bit low for ball two, 2-1. Caden Grice will be on the mound for Visalia. Now time called here. A little stoppage in play. Two balls, one strike, one down. Kendall George 1-for-3 in this ball game, batting 264 on the year. Rio Britton glances at second, and he'll decide to step off the mound. And Kendall George will have to wait a little bit longer here for another pitch. Two and one with one away. The pitch is in there upstairs, and swing and a miss, strike two, two balls and two strikes. So far this year for Kendall George with runners in scoring position, he's batting .344. The only player with a higher batting average with runners in scoring position was Joe Vetrano. And now George will foul that one off of himself, and the count will remain 2-2. 11 RBIs for Kendall George in this situation. Not necessarily known to be a power hitter, but his speed definitely picks up for the lack of pop. However, from his time from high school to the pros, did add on 10 pounds of muscle since then. 2-2 pitch on the way. Upstairs, ball three. Three balls and two strikes. However, still uses that speed to his advantage on a daily basis. Three balls, two strikes, one away to Kendall George. Rio Britton looking to avoid having two runners on base for the first time this evening. Payoff pitch on the way, grounded to the right side. Yancel Luis and Christopher Torin will be nearby, but there will be no play. The ball does this kind of placed in a weird part of the infield. It was a long run for Luis. Torin had the backup on it, but by the time he got the ball, Kendall George was so fast, he was already 2 feet away from stepping on first base. So second hit of the day for the Quake center fielder, and it brings up Gerald Perez, who's already 2-for-3 in the game. But Wilman Diaz over at third base. Solo home run for Perez back in the second inning, on a ball that barely cleared the yellow line out in center field. 4-0-1 to dead center. One down here for Perez. And he'll take that one in there for a strike, 0-1. Perez, the home run leader on this team after that solo home run in the second, 7 on the year. So with runners on the corners here, he has an opportunity to drive in a few more. And that one's fouled off to the left side where the Quakes dugout is housed. Owen 2 with one away. Perez with runners in scoring position, batting 224 with 11 hits and 16 RBIs. 0-2 on the way. And that one's fouled backwards as well. So back-to-back foul tips here from Perez. And waiting on deck is host Wade Apollo, who's still looking to keep his 9-game hitting streak alive. He's gone on base 3 times today, all off walks. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Britton glances at first. And they got George in a pickle. Here's a toss over. Tureen's nearby. He's looking at home. A throw over to third. And the tag is not in time. Wow. They relied on the first base umpire, Joshua Runge, to make the call instead of the home plate umpire, Tyler Vandewater. And Tureen was continuously glancing over at third. They wanted to make sure that Kendall George didn't buy enough time for the runner on third. Wilman Diaz a run home. And now we have the hitting coach, Brad Marcelino, out to have a word with the umpires. Home plate umpire Vandewater likely would have had a better view on it. And now the two umpires will have a conference here. This would be a big out right now. It would take away the runner 90 feet away. And now they will change the decision. So Diaz will be out at third. And they'll keep Kendall George over at first. And now manager John Shoemaker is going to have a word with the first base umpire. So what happens here, Rio Britton decides to pick off over at first. Kendall George was put in motion. The stolen base leader was trying to go over to second. And Christopher Tureen had his eye on third, and he decides to throw over there. And the tag was applied in time. And now Diaz is out at third. And now Shue having a word with the home plate umpire, Tyler Vandewater, as well. And seems to have the clarity that he needs as he'll walk back over to the first base coach's box. And with two down and an 0-2 count, Perez will look to keep this inning alive. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Here in the bottom of the 8th inning, Visalia looking to keep this a 4-run ball game heading into the ninth. 0-2 with 2 away. George is in motion once again. Santana to second, and the throw's going to get wide. George quickly gets up. Franco's going to have to scoop it up, and there is a dangerous speed from the Quake center fielder. He goes first to third on a pickoff attempt, and once again, the Quakes have a runner 90 feet away from taking a 10-5 lead. There's that 90-grade speed that I talked about earlier. Britton tries to throw him off, and by the time Santana takes that ball out of the glove, George is more than 3/4 of the way already to second base. 0-2 with 2 down. The pitch from Britton, and that one's fouled backwards. A 2-for-3 day for Perez. He looks for RBI number 28 right here. 0-2 with 2 down. Britton holds up the belt. His deal, a little bit low and inside for ball 1-2. It'll be stolen base number 16 of the year for Kendall George. And a throwing error by Ruben Santana puts George at third base. 1-2 with 2 away. A little bit upstairs for ball number 2. first stolen bag of the day for a Rancho team who is top two in the league in stolen bases. The pitch fouled backwards, and Perez will live to see another pitch. Fourth batter of the inning here for Jarrell Perez. 2-for-3 in the ballgame, including a solo home run back in the second. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Bounced outside. Here comes Kendall George. Castillo will throw home, and the tag is not in time. 10-5 Rancho here in the bottom of the eighth inning. A pretty far bounce after it hit the backstop. It gave Kenny Castillo a chance to make the play at home. But Kendall George, so quick, he's able to score. 10-5 ball game here in the bottom of the eighth. Bases are now empty. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 down. The pitch from Rio Britton. Outside, ball 4. First walk of the frame. And it brings up Josue DePaula to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So DePaula at the plate, 0-for-1 on the evening. A 9-game hitting streak at risk right now. Britton against DePaula. Pitch, swing and a miss, 0-1. DePaula, 11 doubles so far this year. It's the most by any Rancho player on this team. 0-1 with 2 down. Britton's pitch, and that's going to hit DePaula in the back, and he'll step on first base for the 4th time tonight. Now make it 4 straight batters to reach against Rio Britton here in the bottom of the 8th. Jordan Thompson in this ballgame, he is 2-for-4, a 3-run home run back in the 4th, and a single back in the 2nd inning. And now the infield will come in to have a conference. It will be a players-only mound visit with Kenny Castillo out there. Making the way in late was Anderson Rojas and Christopher Terrain to join the conversation. Currently warming out, warming up in the Rawhide pen at the moment. 6'7" righty Matthew Linsky, the newest pitcher, added to the Rawhide pen. Two down here for Jordan Thompson. He's created damage already in this ballgame. A 3-run home run back in the 4th inning. Two down here in the bottom of the 8th. Ground ball to the left side. Anderson Rojas comes charging in off of a 2-hop. Bounce and the throw is wide. And the bases will now be loaded with Quakes. So Perez at third, DePaula at second, Thompson at first. And I'll bring up Samuel Munoz to the plate. He's one of 3 guys who's hit a home run in this ballgame, all 3 of them against Casey Anderson. An E5, the second error of the inning against Visalia. And now a wild pitch. Kenny Castillo will scoop it up. Underhand toss. It's too late and it's too high. 11-5 now here in the bottom of the 8th. Second wild pitch of the inning and second one that has scored a run. So now Perez comes home to score for the 2nd time today. Just the 6th and the 7th have Rancho been held scoreless. 11-5 ball game here in the bottom of the 8th. And Samuel Munoz still has a chance to cause more damage. First pitch of the at-bat, swung on and missed, 0-1. Logan Wagner awaits up on deck. He is 0-2 on the night. 1-1 with two away. Britton holds up the belt. His pitch in there for a strike, 1-2.
Let's go.
To get out of the inning right here and avoid the 10th Quake hit of the night. One ball, two strikes, two away. A breaking ball fouled off to the left side over to the Quakes dugout. One and two with two down. Two runners in scoring position. At the top of the Rawhide order in the top of the ninth. The pitch, elevated fastball, swung on and missed. And it'll be the final out of the inning. But more runs score here for Rancho. A two-run inning on two hits and two errors. And a runner left on base. And we head to the top of the ninth here in Rancho. Last chance to dance for Visalia. It will be Christopher Torin, Yancel Luis, and Junior Franco. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring. And get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Well, Visalia will have three outs to score six runs here in the top of the ninth inning. It will be Christopher Torin, Yancel Luis, and Junior Franco to lead things off here in the top of the ninth inning. Torin so far in this ballgame, 0-3. The first pitch on the way is in there for a strike, 0-1. Visalia five runs spread through the fourth through the sixth. 0-1 count on the way, and that one's in there for a strike, 0-2. Between Torin, Luis, and Franco, just one hit combined through those three batters. And now that pitch misses outside for ball one, 1-2. Torin had Sunday off. Last time we saw him in action was on Saturday. The 1-2 pitch is a slider, barely misses outside for ball two, 2-2. Torin on Saturday, three free passes, two walks, one hit by a pitch, and a single in the third. That was his lone hit on Saturday's ballgame. And now Torin up the middle will be fielded by the shortstop, Wilman Diaz. He'll throw to first, and he'll be on the money for out number one. 6-3 ground out for Torin, second time he's grounded out. And it'll bring up Yancel Luis to the plate here in the top of the ninth. Luis, two flyouts in this ballgame and a single back in the fifth. A 1-for-4 day here for Yancel Luis. First pitch on the way, and it misses inside for ball one, 1-0. Just three arms used here by manager John Shoemaker in this ballgame. It started off with Peyton Martin, followed by Gabe Emmett. Now it's David Tiburcio in the ballgame here for innings number 8 and 9. They'll look to get the final two outs of this ballgame right here. One and one with one away. The pitch outside, ball two, 2-1. Visalia, their last base runner, came back in the sixth inning when Anohel Ortiz had a double. 2-1 with one down, a swing and a miss for Yancel Luis. It's now 2-2. 10 straight batters retired here by Rancho pitching. Two and two with one away. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. And Yancel Luis will be the second out of the inning. And it'll be Junior Franco who will step up to the plate looking to keep this ball game alive. A little over 2 hours and 30 minutes gone by in this ball game. Junior Franco, the Rawhide home run leader with 4, will step up to the plate. A Rawhide team who's hit 21 long balls this season, tied for the 7th most in the league. The one swing of the bat right here would not win them this game. They are going to need base runners, and they're going to need a lot of them to get back in this one. 1-0 with 2 away. Here's the pitch. It's grounded to the right side and foul. And the count is now 1-1. Junior Franco in this ballgame 0-3. 2 groundouts and a flyout. He has gone on base once. Is back in the 5th. It was a walk that eventually ended up scoring a run. It was one of 2 runs scored in the 5th inning for Visalia. 1-1 with 2 away. The pitch to Junior Franco is up and outside. Ball 2, 2-1. Tiburcio looking to get 12 straight to end this game. 2-1 with 2 away. Up the middle, line shot, and it's going to go over the head of the shortstop, Wilman Diaz. He gave it a climb up the ladder, but just a bit too high, and a 2-out single from the Rawhide left fielder who bring up Kenny Castillo to the plate. Sounded like a splintered bat as well for the Rawhide left fielder. So that ends a streak of 11 straight. And Kenny Castillo, who's 1-for-4 in the ballgame, will step up to the dish. And now he'll be hit by a pitch. So back-to-back base runners will now reach 4 by Salium. And they'll now bring up Ruben Santana to the plate. Ruben Santana, 1-for-4 on the evening, digs in with 2 aboard. And waiting on deck would be the Rawhide center fielder, Drew Jones. First pitch of the at-bat, and it's low for ball 1, 1-0. Visalia, they've come back by as much as 8 last week. We're down to their final out right here. 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one's low for ball 2, 2-0. The Rawhide team, who's been out-hit in this ballgame, 9-8. 2 errors have allowed Rancho to score 11 runs in this ballgame. Visalia has scored 5. Rancho has yet to commit an error. And before the upcoming pitch, we'll have a mound visit right here. It'll be the pitching coach, Ramon Troncoso, out to the mound. And this mound visit is brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So with 2 down, 2 balls and no strikes. Nothing brewing in the Quakes pen, as there shouldn't be. Rancho just trying to get to the finish line right here. They would need 1 more out to snap the 6-game losing skid. 1 win in their last 12 games. You have to go back 2 Sundays against Modesto to capture that win. 2 balls, no strikes, 2 away to the Rawhide first baseman, Ruben Santana. looking for his second hit of the evening in a series where last week he had two hits in five games. Three balls, no strikes, two-way to load the bases right here. The pitch outside, ball four, bases are loaded. Here comes Drew Jones. Junior Franco advance to third. Kenny Castillo will go to second. Ruben Santana will stand at first. Drew Jones has drawn three walks in this ballgame. Can he make it four, making it an 11-6 game, or will he go for RBIs 25-plus? 0-for-1 on the day for Jones. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball one. Sixth batter of the frame here for Visalia. One ball and 0 strikes here with two down. And now time called here, and it looks like we'll have another mound visit. The athletic trainer, Akinora Maida, making his way out for the first time this series. Hopefully everything is all right here for the pitcher, Super Chio. As mentioned, not a whole lot of action going on in the Quakes pen at the moment. The entire meeting with the infield after a four-pitch walk to Ruben Santana. Drew Jones took the fifth straight ball outside. You want to count the hit by pitch at six straight balls here from the third arm used here in this ballgame. Now as it continues to roll on. Now it looks like the manager, John Shoemaker, is going to make his way out as well. 11 a.m. first pitch time right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. The second to last full series before the first half of the California League season comes to a conclusion. Last full series will be against Modesto at home, June 11th through the 16th, before the Rawhide will play just two games against Lake Elsinore when the first half will conclude. One ball, no strikes, 2-0. Drew Jones will dig back in. Six straight balls. And now make it seven. That one misses outside as well, 2-0. 2-0 with two-way. Awaiting on deck is Anderson Rojas. He's hitless in this ballgame. Pitch on the way, and that one goes in there for a strike. Count is actually 3-1 with two-way. Everyone pitch on the way to Jones. He'll foul that one backwards, and just like that, Visalia is down to their final strike. Count is now full with two-way. Three balls, two strikes, two down. Bases loaded. Runners will be in motion as soon as the ball's released. Here we go. Payoff pitch on the way. Strike three called on the outside corner, and Drew Jones will be rung up for the final out of the ballgame. And Rancho snaps the six-game losing skid, and they are 11-5 winners on this Tuesday night, and they will improve to 23-27. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they will fall to 21-30 here in 2024. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll go through the numbers. We'll also take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll get you ready for tomorrow's 11 a.m. first pitch here from Lone Mark Field. Rancho 11, Visalia 5. Game 1 is final. Take a quick break. Go to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Tecron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Tecron.
Watch me now. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Lomar Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. The Rancho Quakes snap a six-game losing streak as they take down the Rawhide in game one of the six-game series, 11-5. And let's go through tonight's ball game. The Rawhide went down in order in the top of the first inning. However, in the bottom of the first, it took eight batters to face Casey Anderson. They would get four runs on three hits, including a bases-clearing three-run RBI double from Oswaldo Osorio. He was the seventh batter of the inning, cleared the bases, and at the end of one, Rancho led the ballgame 4-0. Top of the second, Casey Anderson got a little bit more on track. However, a solo home run from Gerald Perez made it 5-0 at the end of two. Bottom of the third inning, it was the second of three home runs hit by this Rancho offense against Casey Anderson tonight. A solo home run from Samuel Munoz moved the score to 6-0 through three. However, in the top of the fourth, Visalia would score their first run of the night. Kenny Castillo would be sat down for the first batter of the inning. And then Ruben Santana would get his first hit of the series. It was a single. A few batters later, Jackson Felder with one of his two hits on the night. It was an RBI single that would score Ruben Santana. And at the halfway point of the fourth inning, the score was 6-1. Bottom of the fourth inning, scoring continued for Rancho. A three-run home run from Jordan Thompson. And that would be the end of the ball game for Casey Anderson. The final stat line for Casey, he would suffer the loss. He went 3 2/3 innings, seven hits, and nine earned runs were allowed. He walked four batters and struck out two. Then in the top of the fifth inning, Visalia tacked on a pair of runs. At the top of the fifth, it was two runs on two hits. Two runners left on base. It'd be the same thing in the sixth, where Visalia would get the first two runners aboard, and they would both score runs. So through five innings of work, Visalia tacks on five runs. However, they would be held scoreless for the rest of the ballgame. Bottom of the eighth inning as well, Rancho would tack on another two runs on two Rawhide errors. And then in the top of the ninth inning, Visalia trails by six. They bring up six batters to the plate. They have bases loaded, and Drew Jones is struck out on a pitch on the outside corner, and the ball game comes to a conclusion. So after game number one, Rancho 11-5 winners. The winning pitcher for tonight's ball game is David Tiburcio. He's now 2-0 here in 2024. Meanwhile, Casey Anderson, he suffers a loss. He's now 2-3 with an 8.67 ERA. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll wrap up this thing here at Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga. We'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard and get you ready for tomorrow afternoon. Quakes 11, Rawhide 5. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Credit Union. We know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley. Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Quakes 11-5 winners here in game one of the six-game series. Now we take a look around the California League, where Inland Empire leads over Lake Elsinore 8-4 in the bottom of the seventh inning, thanks to an Inland Empire five-run fourth inning. Inland Empire out-hitting Lake Elsinore eight runs on 11 hits compared to Lake Elsinore's four runs on six hits. So Lake Elsinore's winning streak currently at risk. Six straight wins is the longest in the California League. Meanwhile, out in Modesto, the Fresno Grizzlies currently shutting out the first place team in the Cal North 3-0. That game's at the bottom of the seventh inning. And then lastly, out in Stockton, the San Jose Giants lead over the Stockton Ports 6-3. Meanwhile, around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, Hillsboro and Spokane, the Hops lead 4-3. That game is currently in the top of the eighth inning. Out in Double-A, the Amarillo Sod Poodles defeated the Tulsa Drillers. They improved to 24-28, 4-2 winners out in the Panhandle of Texas. And then lastly, out in Triple-A, the Tacoma Rainiers 15-6 winners over the Reno Aces. And then lastly, out at Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona, the D-backs lead 4-2 heading into the bottom of the seventh inning. Meanwhile, here in Rancho, 11-5 is your final score. For tomorrow's ballgame, it will be the lefty Caden Grice on the mound for the Hyde, an 11 a.m. first pitch here from Lone Mart Field. We'll have pregame starting at 10:50 as the Rawhide will look to get back in the win column. They've now dropped three straight dating back to Friday night. One final time here, Rancho 11, Visalia 5. The winning pitcher for today's ballgame, David DiBerchio. He's 2-0 here in 2024, and Casey Anderson falls to 2-3 with an 8.67 ERA. It took us 2 hours and 38 minutes to play tonight's ballgame in front of a crowd of 1,233 fans. Game 2 tomorrow at 11 a.m. We hope you join us with pregame starting at 10:50. So until we talk tomorrow afternoon, Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.